there are people who do nothing but sit and meditate because they are waiting for something to come to them. Meditate, of course. But then be up and do something. If, for example, it is employment that you seek, yes, meditate, by all means. But then, after you have meditated, look in the paper and see if there is something that is suitable for you. And meditate before you go out to present yourself. But do something. This is not a do-nothing way of life, even though it is a way of being. Being is not passive. Being is active. And all of us should be active. The deeper we go in consciousness, the more active we become. The more demands there are upon us. And the less time we have merely to meditate. I used to think, oh, it's going to be so wonderful because I'm going to have nothing to do but to sit and meditate. I dreamed of this when I taught school, and I thought, now when I retire from teaching, I will be able to sit and just meditate all day long. And won't that be wonderful? But that's not the spiritual way of life. The spiritual way of life is a way of activity, because the divine activity is always in operation. And we must therefore express it. But of course, with discernment, with selectivity. That doesn't mean we run around and socialize, although there is a place for that. But it means that we are about our Father's business of expressing, of letting the God express through us.